Okay, so this particular shear is extremely important for the growth and development and healing of an HSP. We all are affected by a child and adolescence, even in the most beautiful childhoods and adolescence, with wonderful things around us. We all experience painful experiences as well. That's part of growth. But for HSPs, even in the ones where they were in a safe, healthy environment, but especially the ones that weren't, the childhood, but especially adolescent years, extremely difficult in many, many cases. And even if one is way past adolescence now, they need to sometimes reframe, and they do sometimes need therapy to go back to certain aspects of that to give the other one a deeper understanding of what they went through and how they were feeling and why they were feeling the way they were feeling, based on the knowledge that you have now, in order to heal going forward and to learn the tools to move forward. This is very, very important, because again, one of the aspects, again, this is not the main reasons, we don't know what the main reasons are, but there is no question that by understanding our own HSP aspects, or even non-HSPs understanding it, can directly influence in helping other people, their own children possibly, or their own children or adolescent relatives, that, or the if one has friends who has children that are adolescents right now, and they are HSPs, there's a lot beneath the surface, beyond a regular person, that requires care and sensitivity in having them understood and recognize it. Like you say, very often we mention benign neglect. Benign neglect meaning that parents are extremely well-meaning. It's just the lack of information about this and how much HSPs would have been saved a lot of Agmas Nefesh by just being told the right things about them, and to understand who they are, and to let them know who they are, that their strengths are their weaknesses, and their weaknesses are their strengths, which means basically that there's nothing inherently wrong with an HSP. It's only 15% of the population, roughly. But every seemingly negative quality is also a strength. It just simply needs to be channeled the right way. The puberty and sexuality aspects of an HSP is especially extremely, extremely difficult and challenging and very, very confusing, partially because there's no one really to talk to. People are uncomfortable talking about it to begin with, which in a way is a healthy thing, because it is really a private area in life. It's not meant to be, you know, just out there. But at the same time, the closeness of it creates problems, because the one doesn't know how to make heads and tails out of it, and it's hard to sort out, and you come to the wrong conclusions about yourself or what type of person you are and what this is all about in the context of your living the day-to-day life, which is a very, very, very difficult thing to do alone. And there's very little education in this area and very little support in understanding this area. So this idea of when we encounter childhood of people that are still children, or especially when they're the ages 13 through 21, and in our lives we see them, whether it's going to be our own children or grandchildren or family friends, or, you know, daughters or sons of friends, whatever it may be, or in the jobs that one encounters or other types of situations, to really have a high antenna to recognize who may be at HSP struggling more than others in these areas of all the adolescent challenges, and to somehow help them in any way possible. Brachah and Hatzlacha.